Get over here to John, who's been patiently waiting. Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just had a question about Parkinson's. If there's any supplements you'd recommend for that. I don't know if it's Parkinson's or not, but it's, I'm in my 70s, so I get a little bit of trembling now and then.
Well, a couple of things, sir. One is back in the 90s, you could view a video online of a gentleman who definitely had Parkinson's trying to shuffle down the hall slowly. And he made it, but he was showing slowly, and he was trembling. And then the physician who made the video gave him an injection of a molecule that's naturally found in everyone's bodies. And for short, it's all capital letters, NADH. That's for short. Now, he gave him that injection. And within 5 minutes, that guy's walking down the hall normally, sir. I am not kidding you. That's what happened. Now, NADH is now making its way into the health food stores, and one can get that. It's a little pricey. But oddly enough, sir, NADH is made from something quite less expensive called niacinamide. Niacinamide is in all the stores, too. It's quite inexpensive. And our bodies take the niacinamide, which is the N in NADH, and they add a couple of things to it, and now we have NADH. So one can try that. People have told me it helps in Parkinson's. It doesn't cure Parkinson's, but it does help. And that comes in a 500 milligram, 1,000 milligram, and there's even a 1,500 milligram time release, which is the one most of us guys can swallow. And since us guys aren't as good at swallowing pills as the ladies, who can take 1,000 milligrams three times a day and remember it, sometimes for men the 1,500 milligram twice daily is a help. Now, one of the things about using that, sir, is that no results ever show up until 3 or 4 weeks. Remember, the niacinamide must be transformed into NADH, and that takes the body a couple of weeks to really get that going. So, if one wants to pay a little bit more, or a big bit more, whatever it is, one can get the NADH itself and try that. That would be quicker, but it is more costly. So that's just one way of approaching the thing, sir. Now, the second way is to copy nature. Now, what does the pharmaceutical group of folks like to do for Parkinson's? Well, they have people use something called L-DOPA, which, oh my goodness, that's exactly the same as a natural molecule. Yeah, it is. But then they decided they wanted to make it longer lasting, and so they put in something called carbidopa and so forth. Well, oddly enough, and I know this sounds strange, but all the things that are needed to make that pathway function are found in something I was reading a commercial announcement about called TanPal. TanPal shares not only the ability to help the body make more melanin, which is what helps it tan, but it also shares the ability to make more dopamine in a person's own system, in the person's own brain. And people who've done that for their Parkinson's, they have to take usually 2-3 capsules twice a day, and you should always ask your natural medicine physician if that's going to be any problem for you, have found that that does help settle down their Parkinson's if they're getting it. And if they don't have Parkinson's, what do you know? It just makes more of the neurotransmitters in the brain. They work against depression and keep us, our mood elevated and so forth. And there is an element out there that helps that to work that's not in TanPal. We have to be careful with it. It's called rubidium. And so what I've asked people who have this sort of symptom to do is to try the niacinamide, maybe try that by itself if they wish to, and then try the TanPal with a little bit of liquid rubidium. And what do you know? It's helped a lot of people. Now, that sounds a little complicated, so you might be wanting to check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about it. But there definitely are things that can be done, and most of the people who take one or more of those things have at least a noticeable improvement, even if they're not totally cured.
All right. And also, I just had a little note on that lady that had diarrhea, or her mother had diarrhea. I often just use something called carob powder. And just a little bit of that, and that really slows things down.
Okay, well, that's something that won't hurt us any either, so I hope she's still listening. Keep in mind, though, that this had something to do with radiation, and radiation kills cells, and that's why I was talking to her also about things that help to rejuvenate those cells, if they can be rejuvenated.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, then, Doctor, and have a good
night. Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.